Carla Ahern.
Coming off the water now after a tour on the canoes. First of all, thank you, Carla. You talk to a lot of people. Do you get a lot of international travelers down here too?
We do, yeah. We get people from all over the United States as well as, you know, Europe, Asia. They come from all over on various tours or just, you know, exploring as a tourist themselves. So we get people from all over, which is really nice to see.
As our summer season is kind of winding down a little bit here, what are the birds doing this time of year? I mean, I know you've got 300 or so different species, but in general, what's the cycle right now,
then? Yeah, right now everybody's kind of getting ready to migrate. So they're starting to flock together, starting to feast and get well fed so that they can start their long journey heading south. Some of our birds just make it down to the southern states, and other ones go all the way to Mexico and Central America. So they have, some of them have a really long journey, and that's kind of in their minds right now, is to get started on their migration.
And for the people that are working at the Discovery Center, what happens in the winter months here then?
Well, we work on fundraising and grant writing and all the wonderful things that keep our society going for the year. So I continue on year-round. I'm the only staff member actually that's year-round, and then we hire seasonal staff to help us actually deliver the programs from May to October.
What is the vision or the plans, I don't know, say the next 3 to 5 years? I guess you don't really do expansion on something like this, but are there any projects that they'll be taking on or wanting to if they get enough money?
We do, actually. We have a long-term goal of building a new interpretive center. So the old Wildlife Center was demolished this past winter, and then Society is working towards developing a new interpretive center in the same location. Right now we have our temporary facility in the parking lot. That's taking us through the next 3 to 5 years of being able to continue to deliver our programming, but we do have our long-term goal of building a new interpretive center. So we actually are asking people to come and get free memberships from the Society, because that helps to show support for the development of a new center. So you can go onto our website and easily put your name, email, and you become a member, and it's free, and that shows support for our region for the development of a new center.
Are the plans out for people to look at then online?
Not yet. We're still working at the development stage of what this is going to look like. Once that is determined, though, we're posting progress as we go along on our website of any developments that are arising, and we're asking people to show their support and interest and follow us along and offer comments and suggestions and be part of the process.
Thank you for your time today.
You're welcome. Thank you.